Dax, and Dax is the Dr. Jekyll and Hyde. They're, you know, you just don't know what team's going to be which. And Coach Quinn says, you know, our boys are so close and oh so close to being a great team in this conference, and yet they lose the ones that they should win, and the ones they shouldn't win, they've been just blowing, you know, winning.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the two, as far as size, there are some big boys on this North Huron team. Man, really, Eric Dice is just very strong upper body, and does a great job handling the ball, even for a 6 foot guy. I mean, high school, I mean, that's
right.
Not that huge.
And you got Evan, who's a junior at 6 foot, you know, and you've got Mike Sharansky that comes in at 6 foot three, Tony Morosky at 6 foot three.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are no skinny twigs that you see at 6 foot three sometimes, especially when you say a Class D school.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, you look at their football program, and you can tell that that's carried over into the basketball
right.
season. They've been in the weight room, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you want to be a good athlete all around, no matter what sport it is, you got to be in the weight room, and you can tell that that's what the North Huron Warriors have done. They've got a good program going there. I don't know who's running it, but they're doing a good job in it.
Now, the replacement for Rice, is that Dice? Evan Dice, do you think?
No, Evan's been playing quite a bit. I believe it's Eric Lesplant. That's starting, although he's been playing pretty good as of late, too. They've had different starting lineups throughout the season, according to Coach Turner, so it's not unusual for them. Of course, Rice did not start, I believe, at the Ugly game. I cannot remember right offhand, but...
he would have played, I think, at Fort Hope
right,
on Friday.
Right, yeah.
And they struggled a little bit at Fort Hope. I was kind of surprised. I thought that would be pretty lopsided since Fort Hope hadn't won this year. But, again, Fort Hope has been improving, and they really challenged North Huron.
Right, it was a 53-44 win just a week ago. North Huron started out strong, and they didn't let up Friday. They went 53-54. Eric Dice led off scores there with 18, and Evan had 10. So I know he's been playing, and then Travis Phillips and Eric Coghlan had 10 apiece for Fort Hope. And then just the other night, they beat Caseville by 10. But, you know, and Caseville's really no slouch team. They've always been a real well-coached team. They just haven't always had all the pieces at the right time or at the same year. You know, the same year they get a couple good players, they just can't seem to get it all together. Then you look back, North Huron also won 66-54 over Owen Gate at Owen Gate. And then the big game, and this is the team that's chasing them, was the Akron Fairgrove at North Huron win 58-55. Eric Dice stepped up that night and had 25 points and a couple of late free throws by Eric in the front.
Yeah, I could see where he could go off on a tear and
right.
score that many. I mean, he can body people inside, and he's very smooth, takes it to the hole, and takes people with him because he is so strong.
In the second half of that Akron Fairgrove game, North Huron battled to score 22 points in the second and 23 in the fourth. I mean, they scored 45 of their 58 points in the second half that night, so... They definitely learned how to play from behind. They played with the lead and lost it and come back this year. And that's why they are in contention at 7-3 and 9-6 overall. Then you flip the coin and you look at Badax. What Badax team's gonna show up tonight at 2-6, 4-10? Is it gonna be the team that should have beat Bay City Isle Saints and lost at the last second? I mean, it was exactly the last second flip up when the buzzer went off. Or is it going to be the team that, you know, scored 81 points to 81-90, I believe, that looks back to the USA game that they played here.
I think Bad X is going to show up tonight. I just have a feeling.
So.
When you look at the two teams, it looks like the football squad versus the basketball team.
All right, when we come back, we'll have tip-off for you, and the starters will be back after these commercial messages.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and, how can we forget, high energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. North Star Bank invites you to join in its 10th anniversary celebration going on now.
Hi, I'm Joy Armstrong. The staff at North Star Bank would like to thank our customers and friends for their support and patronage through the last 10 years.
I'm Tom Cray. To celebrate our 10th anniversary, North Star Bank is giving you a chance to win a North Star Bank cookbook filled with recipes from our staff. Stop by any location of North Star Bank from February 14th through the 18th to register to win. You can also purchase a cookbook for $10. All proceeds benefit local food pantries.
And stop by any of our locations on Friday, February 18th, to warm up with a free cup of soup.
No requirement to open or maintain an account to enter to win drawing. Visit North Star Bank's 10th anniversary celebration going on now at their locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Caro, and Akron. Member FDIC.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute? That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, yet you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track prepaid loyalty program, after you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent and ask about the new Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards for as low as a penny a minute, a free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track loyalty program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement? Life insurance is a subject that most people are not comfortable discussing. However, protecting your assets and providing financial security for your family's future should be your number one goal. Farm Bureau insurance agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach in Ubly can do a family needs analysis to determine exactly what your needs might be, like how much life insurance is needed. Is term or permanent life insurance right for you and your family? Or if you can provide protection on the coverage you currently have? If death or disability occurs, will you have enough money to provide for the expenses that may occur?
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubly. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288. Or in Ubly at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life easier.
And we're back, and we have the tip-off, and you have the starters, Mary Lee. Go ahead.
For North Huron, number 22, Tony Morosky. Number 24, Mike Tramsky. Number 32, Evan Dice. Number 34, Eric Dice. And number 35, Eric LeFerrance. For the Hatchets, number 5, Adam Reichenbach. Number 23, Ethan Sisko. Number 25, no, I'm sorry, one. Number 32, Jesse Quinn. Number 33, Jeremy Pulaski. And number 55, Will Sutton. And our officials for tonight's game are Tom Olenese and Mike Spencer from the Greater Mid-Michigan Fast Officials Association.
And it started off with Bad Axe winning the tip, and they had a short bunny that they couldn't complete. And North Huron came down with the rebound, brought it up court, tipped out of bounds. 7:32 to go here in the first quarter, and... It's North Huron with the ball, and Bad Axe, Adam Reichenbach is going to pick up his first foul of the night there. He picked it up at half court. They're playing tight man-to-man defense. Bad Axe is in their dark blue uniforms with the white trim. They'll be, North Huron's in their dark blue, white trim. They're going from right to left on your dial. With the ball right now, they throw it down into the corner. Mike Sharansky. Sharansky gets it tipped away out of his hands, out of bounds there. They're going to maintain it underneath. And it's going to be, Bad Axe can be in their whites with their gold trim. They're going left to right. Nice bounce pass inside there to Evan Dice, and he goes up and off the glass, and North Huron's up on the line. And of course, Bad Axe likes to run and gun, and they inbound it, and Ethan Sisko slips up the court, goes for the layup, and he's fouled, Mary Lee.
That was a play, dice to dice.
Dice to dice.
Yeah.
Roll the dice there.
Roll the dice.
Going to the line for the Hatches, of course, it's going to be Ethan Sisko picking up the first foul for North Huron. It's going to be Tony Morosky. Sisko's first free throw's up, no good. Ethan comes in at 14.3 points a game, and he's averaging 2.1 threes a game, which is second in the area for three-pointers. But he was going to the hoop on a layup on that
one.
And the second one's good. So it's 2-1 here, 7-14 as we get started in this ball game here at FedEx. North Huron Warriors, NCCL contenders, FedEx in the bottom of the pack. Ball swung around.